This is Audible.
LA Theater Works presents Henceforward by Alan Ayckbourn. Lead funding for this production was provided by the Sidney E. Frank Foundation. Starring Jared Harris, Anne Heche, Maura Quirk, Paula Jane Newman, Darren Richardson, and Jack Davenport. Directed by Martin Jarvis. In a near future, a composer with creative block tries to reunite with his estranged wife and daughter, hoping their reconciliation will free his mind to create his greatest musical masterpiece. But his own erratic impulses hinder his journey to creative freedom. Henceforward by Alan Ayckbourn, produced by LA Theatre Works. And now our director, Martin Jarvis, sets the scene.
Time, a little way into the future. Place, a steel-shuttered high-rise apartment somewhere in London. Ultra-modern composer Jerome lives alone here, isolated from his wife and daughter, safe from the roaming gangs outside. His only company is his beloved music, a flat-screen answering machine, and his up-to-the-minute recording technology, plus a malfunctioning humanoid robot, NAN-300F. Jerome has tinkered with this prototype childminder to resemble, certainly vocally, his ex-wife, Corinna. And now, we reach henceforward.
Oh, okay. I'll have a good tidy up later. Maybe. Oh, God. All right, Nan. Got something for you. You load of old scrap. Now, let's see. Answering machine on.
You have 6 messages.
Just take the shopping to the kitchen.
Mr. Watkins, this is Mervyn Bickerdyke from the Department of Child Wellbeing.
Oh, no.
I've been trying to get hold of you for some days now regarding a meeting. The time is 9:46. I wonder if you would call me. My number is on screen.
No, I won't, and I'm not.
From Blaise Gillespie, escorts for the discerning.
Blaise Gillespie, a call from Blaise Gillespie.
Hello, Mr. Watkins. This is Mary Hope Fitch calling once again from the Blaise Gillespie Agency. It's 10:40 on Thursday. Just to remind you of your appointment today with Zoe Mill, who plans to be with you by 1400 this afternoon. I hope that's still convenient. She's looking forward so much to meeting you. We feel certain she'll answer all your rather specialised requirements. Any problems at all, please don't hesitate to call. Thank you.
Blaise Gillespie, a call from Blaise Gillespie.
From tone deaf, Blaise Gillespie.
Mr. Watkins, this is Mervyn Bickerdyke from the Department of Child Wellbeing. It's urgent that I speak to you. I realise you may be busy with your musical compositions.
Look what I've brought for you, Nan.
It is 11:17 and my number is on screen. Thank you.
New bit of circuitry. There you are.
Who's
a spoiled girl, then?
Hello, this is Zoe Mill. I'm from the Blaise Gillespie Agency, and it's 11:15. Hello? Hello, this is your... Oh, hello! Oh, can you hear me?
Now, where is that instruction manual?
Hello, Jerry. It's me, Lupus. I thought I'd just call you, mate.
Oh, God.
Keep you up to date with how things are. Sorry I look a bit... Don't do that, Orson. That hurt, Daddy.
Right.
The point is, Jerry, it's come to the big ultimatums from Deborah. I mean financial threats, Jerry. So it looks like I'm going to have to take that job with those geriatrics. Oh, I never thought we would get this desperate, Jerry. Look at me. I am a top session player. Orson, don't do that, darling. Daddy's talking. Jesus, what am I reduced to? Relief drummer and a 3-piece band for an old folks dance in Finchley. Who needs it, Jerry? Answer, I need it. Desperately, I need it. My God, I do. But there's nothing else. I don't have to tell you.
Oh, yes.
And if Deborah leaves me, Jerry, if Deborah goes on top of everything else, I mean, I've been a forgiving husband. God, have I been forgiven. I let her play around with every bastard who could make his way up our stairs. Present company accepted.
Yeah.
I just don't know what I'm going to do, old mate.
Sorry, old mate. Next message.
Oh, hello. This is Zoe Mill from the Blaise Gillespie Agency. Oh, God, what's the time? Oh, it's 12:30. all right. I've been trying to phone you for ages, only none of the... Oh, I keep getting your machine. My train is... My bloody train, pardon the language, it's delayed. So I don't know when I'll reach you. More important, I hope you're there, because I'd hate to think I... Oh, I've no more on my card, that's it. I'll see you shortly, I hope, otherwise I...
Yeah. Well, all right then. Let's see what we can do. Okay. Up your skirt. Pardon me. Unplug. Got it. Let's have a look. No good. Try the new one. Okay. Up we go. And... Now, if they caught me doing this, they'd, get in. They'd probably lock me up and melt you down for scrap. I had to steal this from a checkout machine at the supermarket when their backs were... There you go. Good girl. Right, let's get you up. Come on. Onto the sofa. God, you are a heavy old bag of this. Call yourself a machine. Well, I'm doing my best. Okay. Neck forward and back.
Man 300F, Series 4, Model 99I, 48622G for Gertie. System check commencing, go.
Modified sampling commences. Oh, for God's sake, Jerome, can't you think of anyone else but yourself for a change just for once? I mean, what sort of person are you? Modified sampling ends. System check complete. Operational 83.17. We are at 16.83% unstable and are within 8.17% of permanent shutdown. Clock set, 0800 hours. Good morning. Rise and shine.
Good. Nan, stand up.
Stand up, Nan.
Nan, walk about.
Walk about, Nan.
Oh, that's better. You're not bumping into things like you were. Still got to fix your leg, though. Still a bit of a limp. You need a new pivot, old girl. Only they stopped making them, you see.
Oh, for goodness sake, you extremely stupid old bat. Who put that there, then?
Nan, come here.
Coming, Nan.
Good. Let's have a look at that knee. Skirt up.
That's better. That's better.
Oh, don't do that. Leave my hair alone.
That's better.
Nan, stop.
Stop, Nan.
Right. Nan, watch my finger.
Watching your finger, Nan.
Nan, follow my finger.
Following your finger, Nan.
Yeah, I think we can sharpen your reflexes up a bit. Okay. Inside the blouse. Ooh, excuse me. Yep, that's it. Oh, that's better. Oh, too much, sorry. That's it. Okay. Nan, thank you.
Thank you. Lovely glass of orange. Lovely orange.
Nan, lovely.
Lovely. Lovely morning. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
I never set your clock, did I? Never mind. You're better than you were. Right.
Oh, for goodness sake, you extremely stupid old bat. Who put that there, then?
Let's have some Johann Sebastian. Go away, Lupus. I'm not here.
And the glass of orange. Lovely morning. Wakey, wakey.
Yeah, not bad. Mug's upside down, though, you load of old junk. Lucky nothing's in it.
Oh! Nan's coming to get you. Come along. Wash your face and hands before your breakfast.
Nan off!
That's better.
I'm reprogramming you. Give me that funnel. You've taken a layer of skin off my face. You do that again and I'm stripping you down for spares and dropping you off a 20-story building.
Story time now.
Oh, God.
Once upon a time, there were three bears called Jack and Jill who wanted to go to the ball, only the other ducklings
Nan,
wouldn't
stop.
Let a... Stop, Nan.
Nan, register.
Register, Nan.
Look at me. Not child. Not child.
Not child. Register, Nan.
Nan, take a nap.
Take a nap, Nan.
don't know why I bothered to switch you on again, really.
I don't know why I bothered you on. I really don't when you treat me like this. I've done everything I possibly can. I can't cope anymore. If you want to go and live with her, I don't care. Go on. Go on. Go and live with the bloody woman. See if I care. Oh, for goodness sake, you extremely stupid old bat. Who put that there, then?
You load of old...
Mr. Watkins!
Do you believe
Mr.
this?
Watkins, this is Zoe Mills from the Blaze Gillespie Agency. I'm here outside your front door. Would you let me in, please? Mr. Watkins, please! There are these people!
All right, push the door.
Mr. Watkins, open the door!
Push it!
Oh, please!
It's open!
This is Mr.
It's open! Push the door! Jesus. What the hell happened to you?
Mr. Watkins? Oh, how do you do? I am sorry to burst in like this. My name is Zoe Mill, from the Blaze Gillespie Agency. Oh, I hope they advised you I was coming.
Oh, no. You've left my front door open. What the hell? Never leave my front door open.
No, I'm sorry. You see, there were these... people!
I know there are these people. Why the hell do you think I keep it shut?
Yes.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Well, here I am. At last. What a super room. Is this for sitting on?
Yes.
Oh, well, would you mind if I...
No. Sit down.
Oh, thanks. Thanks very much. I'm sorry if I'm looking a bit of a... I must do a bit. Those girls, I've lost one of my shoes. I'm afraid my stockings are in shreds. I actually started out looking quite smart. I'm sorry. Anyway, I understood this was just an initial interview. Mrs. Hope Fitch told me you just wanted to see if I was suitable, but I believe the actual job's not for a week or so. Have I got that right? Excuse me. Yes?
Yes.
Look, I mean, you may not believe this. I can look pretty good, although I say it myself. Yes? But, as I say, don't for God's sake go by this. No, sorry. Would you like me to walk up and down? Of course, I don't know quite what you're looking for, so it's a bit... I understand it was slightly unusual. Is that so?
Yes.
So, I'll stand up. There. 5'4" and a bit. I can lose a bit more weight if you like. I'm a bit over my usual. I'll walk about for you. Yeah. In case you need me to walk. By the way, I don't usually limp, of course. Please disregard that. I just seem to have bashed my knee. Oh, sorry about the blood. Anyway, and actually, with heels on, I'm that bit taller. Oh, God, look at my legs. No, don't look at those either. Just look. I'm awfully sorry. I think I'm just going to have to go away somewhere and have a quick cry. I'm sorry. Is there... Have you got a...
Oh, yes, sure. Just out there, towards the bedrooms.
Oh, I'll be as quick as I can. I am so sorry.
Replay.
Anyway... And actually, with heels on, I'm that bit taller. God, look at my legs. No, don't look at those either. Just look. I'm awfully sorry.
Stop. Back to record.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Fade up. Bathroom.
Oh, dear God.
Fade down.
Sorry about that. Here I am, back again. Anyway, where was I? Yes, let me tell you about me. I'm originally an actress, still am actually, only I also model to keep the wolf occasionally from the door. And I've been doing this escort thing lately, which has been very interesting. Only I understood you wanted something slightly more. So that's probably why they thought of me. Oh, I did have some pictures in my CV to show you as well, only they took my briefcase. It wasn't even as if there was anything in there. Oh, sorry. There were these terrifying girls, you see.
Girls?
Who attacked me just now on my way here.
What did you do to them?
I didn't do anything. I was just quietly walking here from the station. It was a lovely day, and I...
Walked?
Yes.
You walked from the railway station to here?
Yes, I've just said. And then these monsters came from nowhere. What sort of area is this? Don't you have any police at all? Any security patrols?
Not anymore.
Neighbourhood vigilantes?
Not lately.
You mean this area is not protected? At all? What about this building?
The security staff kept being found dead. It got very expensive.
My God. Mrs. Hope Fitch might have warned me.
What do these girls look like?
Oh, awful. No hair at all, not on their heads anyway. Masses of it everywhere else and sort of purple paint across the middle of their faces.
No, that's a tattoo.
Really?
They're the Daughters of Darkness.
Oh, they were female then.
Most of them.
Well, whatever they were, I didn't stop to introduce myself. I hit the biggest of them and ran as fast as I could.
You hit a Daughter of Darkness?
Yes, on the head, with my shoe.
Oh, I don't think you should have done that.
Why not?
Well, you may have got them angry.
Angry? What about my briefcase?
Was there anything important in your briefcase?
No, I've just said.
That it would have been simpler to have given it to them.
But I don't see why I should have just handed it over. It was a present from my ex-boyfriend.
Well, when you want to get back, they may not let you back.
You mean... If they won't let me out, then we'd better call the police, hadn't we? Or whatever it is that passes for the law round here.
I'm afraid that's them. They pass for the law round here. They are the law.
The Daughters of...
Darkness, yes, currently.
Well, I had no idea I was hitting a policeman, I can assure you. You mean this is a genuine no-go area? How absolutely terrifying. So what happens now?
It's all right. I'll talk to them. I have a relationship with them, of sorts. I do things for them now and then.
Do what?
I help rig their sound gear when they have their big concerts, things like that.
How interesting. Are you a roadie?
Not really, it's just a hobby.
What is it you do?
I'm a composer.
How amazing. Well, hence all that, those keyboards. What on earth is that?
That's the Daughters.
What are they doing?
Throwing bricks at the window shutters. They're showing their displeasure. It's all right, they're half-inch steel.
Lucky you had your shutters closed.
Hardly lucky. They're welded to the window frames. They haven't been open in 4 years.
No! They can't get in, can they?
Not unless they can jump 30 feet. It's all right. I think they've gone. Yes. It's quieter where you live, then.
Yes. We're pretty lucky in Kilburn. Regular armed patrols, masses of security cameras and so on. I've had no trouble. Not really. A couple of burglaries, that's all. Oh, and my dog was shot. That was sad. But we think that was an accident. Someone must have mistaken him for a police dog.
Shame. We?
My ex-boyfriend.
Ah.
He's still living with me, but he's definitely my ex-boyfriend. Still, enough about me. To business.
Yes.
You must tell me about this job you'd like me to do. Assuming you'd like me to do it, of course.
Yes.
You're still deciding?
Yes.
I could do you a bit of Shakespeare. Any good? No.
I wonder if you'd mind trying on some clothes.
What sort of clothes?
Just normal clothes, women's clothing.
I'm the one trying them on?
Yes.
Where? I mean, where do you want me to try them on?
Here.
You mean in front of you?
Yes.
You want me to change my clothes in front of you, is that it?
No, I want you to change into different clothes elsewhere and then come in here so I can look at you wearing those different clothes in front of me that I will give you to wear you.
Yes, that sounds okay. I'm sorry, it's just occasionally, you know, we get sort of weird requests, you know, the old favourites, you know, nuns and gym slips.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
No, sorry, just thought I...
These are my wife's clothes.
Your wife's?
Yeah. They're quite ordinary clothes. They might be a bit out of fashion, but...
Your wife, is she...
What?
Is she dead at all?
Dead?
Yes.
No, she's,
She's still alive?
Yes.
Living with you?
No, we're separated.
Oh. I'm sorry.
If you don't mind my saying so, you seem rather wary.
Well, yes, I'm sorry. Look, this is my first time as an escort, and I was assured that there was nothing further entailed other than escorting. I got panicked. Sorry. I'm a little bit shaky still. Give me the clothes. I'll put them on for you. No more questions. Zoe, grow up and be your age.
Wait there. I'll just,
Nevertheless, this is a very, very creepy setup, it has to be said. Oh, dear God. It's them. Mr. Watkins! Mr. Watkins, I think it's them! One of them is on your screen there at the door! There! On the screen, that's one of them!
Oh, she's okay. That's Rita. She's our local representative. She's fairly friendly. Try these. The skirt should be all right. I don't know about the shoes. We can always buy some others.
Well, don't let her in here.
Certainly not. She's not that friendly. I'll have a word with her.
Oh, God.
Oh, ah! That one's coming to get you.
Oh, whoa. What are you doing to me? Go off! Go off!
That's better. That's better. There's a nice clean face. That's better. That's better. There's a nice clean face.
What were you doing? What did you think you were doing? Oh, dear God. I'm getting out of here. Oh! There was a...
Anything wrong?
A woman just came in and washed my face with a flannel.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean, oh, yes? Who is she? What was she doing?
It's all right. She registered you as a child, you see. That's all. Unless she's told otherwise, she registers everyone as children.
Well, who is she? Is she your wife?
No, no. She's a Nan 300F. She's a machine. You know, she's just a machine.
That was a machine? I don't believe it.
Oh, yes.
Well, what is it? Where did it come from?
It came from the man just down the hall, actually.
The man down the hall?
Yes.
I'm going. All right? I'll borrow these clothes. I promised to mail them back. I'm sorry. I don't think this job is for me after all. I think I'll just stick around a little longer and hope for a fringe revival of Hedda Gabler.
Are you thinking of leaving?
I most certainly am. I'm not stopping here with that deranged machine, thank you very much.
I wouldn't go just yet.
Why?
Well, I don't think the daughters would be too happy if you tried to leave. Not until your case comes up before council.
Council?
They're considering it at the next council.
When's that?
Midnight.
Midnight? What happens at midnight, then?
They'll consider your case. Rita thinks you'll get away with a fine. It would have been worse, but I put in a word.
Oh, lucky I met you, really.
Do you have money with you?
I'm not a complete idiot. I have credit cards on me.
Where?
Well, never you mind. Will they do?
Possibly. I know they take checks. Listen, do you want to...
Yes. Since I appear to be here for the night, I'd better get dressed, I suppose.
There's a bedroom along there, if you...
Where's the thing?
In the kitchen. It's all right, I'll keep her away.
Please do. There aren't any more of them, are there?
No. Second door on the right.
Won't be long.
Okay. Fade up, bedroom one.
Bloody brilliant, trapped in this place till midnight with a raving lunatic and a homicidal tin woman is hardly my idea of a good time.
Fade down.
Bloody hell.
Playback 10.
Whoa! What are you doing to me? Go off! Go off!
That's better, that's better. There's a nice clean face. That's better. That's better. There's a nice clean face.
What were you doing? What did you think you were doing? Oh, dear God.
Stop. Back 5.
Okay. What were you doing? What did you think you were doing?
Stop. No, 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 she's not right, not right.
They're fine.
Uh-oh, record.
The clothes are fine. The shoes are a fraction large, but what do you think?
Does your hair, does it come down at all?
Oh, yes. Do you want me to take these clips out?
Would you mind?
No. I don't usually wear it down because it makes me look about 10, but if that's what you're looking for. There, is that more the thing?
It's excellent.
Oh, good. Well, good.
Excellent.
You still haven't really said what...
Would you mind laughing for me?
Laughing?
Is that possible?
Yes. Hang on. That's one of the things I'm never very good at. I can cry very well. Floods of tears at the drop of a hat. No? Okay. Sorry, that was awful. I can do miles better than that. No. Oh, think of something funny, Zoe. Oh, you don't happen to know any jokes, do you? No, I didn't think you did. Oh, God, this is awful. Thank heavens my drama teacher isn't here. Look, could we just leave it for a second and come back to it? I could do my piece of Shakespeare.
No, that's quite all right. I realise it must be
very... Well, it's very difficult if you haven't any real motivation, you
yes.
see.
Yes, please, don't worry.
So, you want me to walk about with my hair down, laughing in a long dress? Any other requirements? I mean, what's it all for? Are we selling something?
Please, sit down.
Oh, thank you.
In just a moment. I want to show you something. Where is that DVD?
Mr. Watkins? Mr. Watkins?
Hello?
It's back again. There we are. Doesn't that look lovely? Doesn't that look good? Oh, yes, lovely. Lovely empty plate, upside down. What are you doing? Don't you leave my hair alone.
There.
Don't you start
there.
That, Mr. Watkins.
There.
Oh, yeah, sorry. She's only putting a bow in your hair. It's all right, you're perfectly safe. Nan, stop.
Stops, Nan.
She's still registering you as a child, that's all. We'll re-register you and then she won't bother you.
Anything. I mean, I know my hair like this makes me look younger, but this is ridiculous.
Could you just stand facing her so she can scan you?
Like this?
A bit closer, would you mind?
I don't like the way it's looking at me.
That's just your imagination. She's not thinking of anything. She's actually on standby.
Yes, I think I've acted with one or two people like this.
Nan, register.
Register, Nan.
Not child, not child.
Not child. Registered, Nan.
There we are.
Is that it?
Yeah. She's now recorded you as an adult, well, rather as a non-child, so she shouldn't bother you at all now.
I'm not wearing this bow. Was it designed to look after children?
Yeah. Well, technically narrower than that. To look after a child. It was felt that the programming got too complex to deal with several children. So it was designed to deal with just one individual. Then that was it. It shut down automatically and you had to give it a whole new factory program. It was a safety measure to prevent one being reused, you see, on a mismatched child. Well, so this man was telling me.
This would be the man down the hall.
That's right.
Why did he give it to you?
Ah, well, he was a designer for the firm that made them, but they went bankrupt and he moved away. He really only left me this for spares. Got it working again myself. Just my own amusement, really.
But how can it still work? I mean, I thought you said they shut down once they...
Yeah, they do. I don't think this one's ever been matched to a child, though. She's a prototype.
You mean that's why she thought I was...
Yes. She lives in hope, don't you, Nan?
I'll do the beds now. Time to do the beds. I'll do the beds now.
Random programming. If you don't tell her what to do after a time, she just selects something from her memory.
Seems quite sad in a way. Wandering about looking for a child to look after. Unfulfilled almost. Insofar as a machine can be unfulfilled, of course.
Well...
But one mustn't empathise with machines, must one? They say that's fatal. Mind you, I do that all the time. I shout and scream at my washing machine. Oh, there. That was quite a good laugh, wasn't it? Why did the firm go bankrupt? I'd have thought they'd have sold like hotcakes. What happened?
They were very expensive and, they were teething problems.
Were there?
I think the biggest mistake they made was to make a machine so sophisticated and then give it too small a function. I mean, I think a machine that complex needed more than just a child to look after. Otherwise, there's bound to be stress.
Possibly. You mean a machine with a certain size brain can actually have too little to do?
Too little to think about.
Yes. Quite a theory.
That's why I tried for a time to...
To what?
Give her some other thoughts. Feed in other memories. Particularly with her having no child, I thought it might...
Did it help?
I don't know that it did, really. Still, it was worth a try.
Did you say you were a composer?
Right.
What sort of music do you compose?
All sorts.
I mean, is it, you know, popular sort of music?
Not very, no.
No, you know what I mean, as opposed to classical music.
I don't write classical music either. I need to have been dead several hundred years.
But what do you write?
I write modern music.
Would I have heard any? Only it would be nice to tell people when I get home. That's if I get home. I met the Mr. Watkins.
Jerome.
Jerome, right. The Jerome. Do call me Zoe.
Tell your friends that if they remember those baby powder commercials they showed 2 or 3 years ago, 10 times a night, every night, for about 8 months, that you met the man who wrote that music and wished to God he hadn't.
What, you mean the one with the singing babies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all those sweet little singing babies, but that was absolutely brilliant. Did you do the music for that? But that was absolutely fantastic. That was wonderful. Oh, that was so clever. That was completely and utterly brilliant. Oh, you're an absolute genius.
Thank you.
Oh, I wish they'd bring that back. It was so good. Brilliant. Gosh, I'm very impressed. What else have you written?
About 300 other pieces.
Any more with singing babies?
No more singing babies.
What else?
3 pieces for string quartet, an unaccompanied cello sonata, several pieces for piano.
No, I don't know any of those. Tell me, I bet everybody asks you this. How did you get all those babies singing in tune?
What?
Or is that a closely guarded secret?
Yes, I'm afraid it's very closely guarded.
Oh, well, brilliant anyway.
Would you describe yourself as an intelligent person?
Me?
Yes.
Heavens, I don't know. As an actress friend of mine used to say, it depends on the script, dear.
Yes. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
It's an intellectual role, this, then, is it?
No, just reasonably intelligent. I was just wondering...
Oh, I can come over as pretty clever, you know. I did Arkadina in The Seagull. Do you know it?
No.
Chekhov. I mean, she's often played as quite stupid, but I don't think she is. Of course, I was much too young for her. Oh, and I played the wife in See How They Run. She's no fool either. This keyboard is cool. Doodly 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 do. Is this where you compose?
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. How does it work?
It triggers samples on my DAW.
Your what?
My digital audio workstation.
Woohoo!
I use various software to create, record and generate samples of oral sounds.
Brilliant. Woohoo! Diddly diddly diddly.
Please don't touch anything. Oh, please.
Oh, no. Sorry, I promise. What on earth is it doing?
Oh, she's just carrying sheets around. She'll do that for hours. It keeps her happy.
Oh. Are you still deciding?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't mind me. I can't go anywhere anyway. On this, desk, what do bedroom one, bedroom two and bathroom mean?
Just an experiment.
Or something you were composing.
That's right.
A bathroom suite.
Very good. Very good.
Pretty good for me. I very rarely make jokes.
Jokes?
Just then. I made a joke, didn't you? Oh, you meant the laugh. You liked the laugh.
Very good. Excellent. Let me show you something on the screen.
Hello, Daddy. This is Jane. I'm just calling to say thank you very much for all my presents. They were all really live. Especially the CD voucher, which I'm going to spend on the new Jamie Butterscotch and one by The Grind. Mummy gave me a long dress, which is really live. It's yellow and grey, and Granny and Grandpa gave me some live jewellery to go with it. And I'm going to wear that tonight because we're going out to dinner to Del something. I can't remember. I wish you were coming, Daddy. And I miss you very much. And I hope to see you soon. Bye. Love from Jane. Oh, here's a kiss. Mwah!
Well?
That's your daughter?
Yes.
Lovely.
Thank you.
I couldn't play her.
Oh, no.
You don't want that?
No.
Oh, good. How old is she?
Jane, she'll be 13.
13? Well, she looks quite young for her age.
Oh, that was recorded some time ago.
I see.
That was probably the last occasion I was permitted to see her.
Really?
Her mother, my wife, wouldn't let her phone me after that. She wouldn't let me visit her. She wouldn't let Jane visit me.
Why not?
Why not? Because my wife is a selfish, vindictive, unforgiving bitch.
Oh, I see. Yes. Do you want me to play her, then?
No, I don't want you to play her.
No. Right, sorry. Sorry. Oh, here she is again. I think I'd better go and give her a hand in a minute. It's a nice name, Jane. Jane Eyre. We did that one. I played the mad Mrs. Rochester behind the panelling. Not much of a part. I should have played Jane, really. I'd have been really good.
G-E-A-I-N.
Sorry?
Ours is spelt G-E-A-I-N, at her mother's insistence.
Oh, how unusual. What is it, Gaelic?
No, just pretentious.
I'd love to have children of my own. Well, for about 20 minutes, anyway. Sometimes I think, wouldn't it be lovely to hear them rushing about the flat, laughing and yelling? And then, at about 6 in the morning, I think, no, it wouldn't at all. I can't think of anything worse. But I suppose with the right man, someone who'd chair them, do all the cleaning up, possibly they'd be everything I ever wanted. But I doubt it. I suppose you're either maternal or you aren't. I know which I am.
All right. We'll give it a try. The proposition is this. I want you to live here with me for 24 hours as my loving, caring companion.
Oh, no, listen. I thought we'd been through all that.
In just about a week's time, my wife and my daughter, together with some petty official from the social services, are coming here to this flat for the first time in 4 years. And between them, my wife and this official will decide whether or not they consider this a fit place and, more important, whether they consider me a fit person for her to spend time with in the future. On their one visit, everything rests. If I fail to meet their high standards of homeliness and hygiene, then it is unlikely I shall be allowed to see my daughter again.
Unless you visit her.
Visit her? She lives with my wife. How can I visit there? The woman loathes the sight of me.
She's coming here, though.
She's coming here to make damn sure she prevents any future visit by Jane. I told you, Corinna's a very vindictive, unforgiving woman.
Unforgiving of what?
Unforgiving of anything you care to mention.
So, you need to present them with a solid domestic front.
I want to present them with a relationship that's so perfect that not only can she not find fault with it, but it doubles her up with jealousy. Leaves her eating her heart out with envy and frustration.
Yes. If you don't mind my saying so, it's beginning to sound a wee bit vindictive on both sides.
I have cause. I have cause to be vindictive.
Yes.
She's not the one who's been forbidden to see her own daughter. Denied all those precious moments, watching her child grow up. She's not the one who's been left to live alone in an empty flat, unable to work. Unable to write a single note of music for 4 years. 4 years!
Yes.
Nothing!
No.
And you talk about me being vindictive. Do you want this job or don't you?
Yes.
Because if you don't, I can quite easily...
No, I do. I want it very much. I do, honestly. Please, 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 please.
God, you bloody women. You don't half stick together, don't you?
No, not really. Don't be...
What? Don't be what?
I think I could be the perfect female companion. For 24 hours, anyway. I think I could do that. Hello! Welcome, welcome, welcome!
Yes, I don't want anything to...
No, well, I'll work on it. Do you think I should wear glasses? Do you think it's a glasses part?
No, I don't.
No, still, I need something. Shall I give her a deep voice? Like this?
No, no, please. Just your normal voice. Just be your normal self, please.
Okay. I could do the limp like that thing out there. Clink, clink. No, only joking. Well, okay, I accept.
Good.
Actually, it's quite handy me being stuck here. I mean, it gives me a chance to research, you know, talk to you, find out what constitutes your perfect mate.
So long as we convince them.
Oh, yes. Only it helps if I don't pour you a large scotch when you're a teetotaler. Those sorts of things tend to give the game away. Talking of food and drink... Would it sound awful? Only I did start out very early this morning and my ex-boyfriend had polished off the muesli.
Oh, yes, certainly. Yeah, I'll see what we have. I just stocked up. There's quite a bit of frozen stuff.
No, let me start getting into the role, little woman in kitchen. Where's the thing?
In the bedroom.
Okay, watch this then. A startling character transformation. I'm sorry, I'm not going in there. My God, what have you been doing?
What?
It's disgusting in there. It's revolting. It's swimming in yerk. Ugh, it's your ghastly machine. It must be.
She does spill things.
Spill things. She's tipped whole piles of festering food all over everything. It's a miracle you're alive. I tell you, that machine...
All right, I'll do it.
I'm not eating anything from there.
It's instant stuff. It's sealed. I'll just put it in the oven.
Well, make sure we open it in here.
Whatever you say, I'll see to it. You can stay in here.
Well, let's try it. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sorry, I completely lost track of the time. Typical. What's that? Just a tick, darling. I'm coming, darling. Oh, hello, I was just... Mind your own business anyway, you thing.
Leave that, it'll go on to answer.
Hiya, Jerry. I seem to have got the old answering machine again. But... on the off chance you're there, here I am, calling on my final life raft, my only friend, my single ray of hope in the dark, endless tunnel some of us laughingly refer to as life. I'm afraid it's down to you, Jerry. You stand between one man and the end of his tether.
Do you want breath of grass on croûte or gourmet chicken with almonds and wild strawberry sauce?
You may have gathered that my wife has gone... My
there is sliced beef and clam sauce.
Grouse.
Okay, for the last I think I'll try time, Jerry,
there's an extraordinary man on your phone sitting in the middle of a drum kit in a desperate state.
Yes,
she chose to leave,
takes 20 seconds.
Whilst I went for a job, which, incidentally, I never got. Oh. The dynamic geriatric Finchley tea dance trio decided they could manage without me. Their Arts Council grant came through and they celebrated by buying a drum machine. So here I am, sitting amongst this load of obsolete gear that nobody
Look
wants.
Out, they're hot.
Oh, sorry. The real thing when you clear some space.
Mock-up.
There's this extraordinary man on your screen. Is he all right?
Have a look at it before I burn it.
Yeah, he's fine. He's always like that. Oh, God's sake, Lucas. I'll mute him. Mute. Hang on. I'll get some cutlery.
Well...
I'll wash it first. Don't worry.
I think I'd feel happier if you could boil everything before I touch it, please.
Making ourselves comfortable, are we, Deborah?
What?
I know what you're after, dear, and you're not going to have him. If you want Jerome, the only way you're going to get him is over my dead body, you calculating little trollop.
I beg your pardon?
You'd better wash your step, Deborah, darling, or one of these nights you're going to wake up with your throat cut.
Here we are, knives and forks. You okay?
Yes, it was hot.
Good, go ahead, do start before it gets rusty.
Not bad.
Hot enough?
Perfect. Mm. How long were you married to Corinna?
11 years.
Oh, God, a lifetime. Must have felt very strange, splitting up.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you loathe the sight of each other.
Yeah.
Was she a musician?
Corinna? No, she was my bank manager. Till I moved my account. She's American, came over here to business school, and stayed.
Would you ever consider going back to her?
Look, what the hell is this, a census?
I just want to know, I need to know. Why did your wife leave you?
I don't think it's any of your damn business.
Oh, terrific. Forget it, I'll make it all up. Just don't blame me when it turns out that I don't know vital facts about you that I should know.
All right, all right. My wife left me because she claimed I drove her mad.
What, whistling in the nude at breakfast time? Sorry.
She wasn't, in the end, prepared to live with a creative person. That's what it boiled down to. She wasn't prepared to fit in with the lifestyle of a creative entity such as myself. That's all. I'm not saying she was a selfish woman, nor am I saying she was a woman who refused to adapt or even begin to understand the pressures that a creative person can undergo. I'm not saying that about her. After all, why should she? She's just a bloody bank manager.
No, and you probably didn't understand a lot about banking, did you?
What's that got to do with it?
Nothing.
Still, I'm sure she'll make some chief clerk a very good wife.
I'd love to hear some of your music. Could I possibly?
Yes, perhaps sometime. As I say, I haven't written anything for ages.
Since they left?
Nearly.
4 years. Heavens. You really did need them then in some ways. Well, your muse did.
Jane. I needed Jane. I need her back more than anything in the world.
Well, I'll do my best for you. Did she inspire your singing babies? I bet she did.
First sounds, yes. I recorded her over several days.
You mean it was actually her? Actually Jane you used?
Yes. That was the first occasion I started using purely natural sounds, sampling and treating them. It took months.
Fancy. And all that for what, 30 seconds?
30 seconds. It was a 45-minute piece originally.
Oh, I see, there's more.
Much, much, much more.
You can't write at all, then? No ideas?
I know what I want to write, but I don't know how to do it.
What?
I know what it's going to be. I mean, what I want to say. It's how to say it. I haven't got the sound. No, I haven't heard it. 3 years and I'm still waiting to hear the sound.
What do you want to say?
I want to say... what I want to say is, well, I want to say love, really.
Love?
Yeah.
I see. What sort of love?
Just generally, love, you know.
No, I'm not sure...
Love. You've heard of love, I presume.
Yes, yes, sorry. I mean, you're not putting it awfully well.
Of course I'm not putting it awfully well. If I could put it awfully well, there wouldn't be a problem. I want to express the feeling of love in an abstract musical form, in such a way that anyone who hears it, anyone, no matter what language they speak, no matter what creed or colour, they will recognise it and respond to it and relate it to their own feelings of love that they have or they've experienced at some time, so they say, yes, my God, that's it. That's what it is. And maybe, who knows, consequently, there might be a bit more of it.
How wonderful. It must have been a bit like this sitting with Beethoven.
I doubt it.
That's how I imagine it anyway.
I don't think Beethoven sat down all that much. He used to stamp about the place shouting.
Well, there you are then. You're both terribly similar. Oh, it must be just so awful for you, having all those ideas and not being able to express them. Poor you. I mean... I know sort of how you feel. I get that way if I'm just writing a letter. I want to say something really, I don't know, heartfelt to someone. And it all comes out like the inside of some awful Christmas card. Happy tidings, boyfriend dear, at this joyous time of year. When what you mean to say is, I love you incredibly much and I'd do just about everything I could in the world to make you happy. And I just want to be with you and stay close to you forever and ever and ever. And you try and write that down so it makes sense, and what do you get? Happy tidings, boyfriend dear. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Are you having second thoughts?
No. Third thoughts.
Oh. What are those?
I was just thinking, you're a very nice person, really. And he's saying it like that, I think I sound rather like one of your Christmas cards.
I think I'll sing my song for you now, if you don't mind.
Really?
Well, it's either that or my Shakespeare, and I don't think Queen Margaret would go down frightfully well after chicken and strawberries. It's all right, it's quite short. You're not... Oh, hang on. Right. Here we go. You're not my first love. It would only be a life I pretended. In the past there have been others who have slept between these covers. But I promise, though you're far too late in life to be my first love, you'll be my last love. I swear to you, you're gonna be my last love. Well, it has this great accompaniment. Diddly, 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 dum. It...
You taste of wild strawberries.
You taste of grass. Do you want any more?
More?
Food? Any more? Anything of anything?
Yes, please.
Well, shall we, what would you prefer to do? I mean, would you like to hear, or...
I don't mind. Here's fine, if you...
Well, there's the bedroom, that might be...
Sure, that's fine. Will she have made the bed by now, do you think?
Oh, no, that's no problem. Those sheets were just for her to...
Well, fine. Shall we go in there?
Yeah.
You want to?
Oh, yes. You bet.
I mean, we don't have to if
no,
you...
No. Useful research, whatever else.
Oh, I wasn't just for that.
No, I was joking.
I mean, I really want to. I don't... If I don't want to, I don't do that sort of thing.
I know, I'm sure. Nor do I.
Good. Well, shall we?
Why not? Oh! She's okay.
I wonder, would you think it awful of me if I asked you to switch it off?
Switch her off?
Well, just while we were in...
It's not very good for her to keep switching her on and off, you see.
No, I'm sure. It's just, if it did happen to come in while we were... I think I'd probably scream or something.
Well, I could disengage her. That would put her on standby. I'd disconnect her movement functions but leave her brain working.
Yes, fine. That sounds fine. I wouldn't want to damage her.
Nan, here.
Coming, Nan.
Did that face come with it? I mean, is that how it came out of the factory?
No, I tinkered around with it. You can easily remould it. You just heat it first with a hairdryer.
Well, I think you could have chosen a better face. It looks like Mrs. Danvers.
Nan, sit.
Sitting, Nan.
Nan, function command, Jerome, disengage.
Disengaged.
Nan, walk. Nan, walk. There you are, you see? Can't move at all.
No.
I'll just check things are off.
Ah!
What is it?
She's just moved her head.
Well, yes, she can still move her head. That's all right, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I just wasn't expecting it. Well.
After you.
Thank you. You still want to do this, don't you?
Oh, yes, you bet. Rather.
Because if you don't, I shan't be hurt.
Oh, I do. Do you?
Oh, yes. You bet.
Deborah.
Good morning. Cool headphones.
What? Oh, sorry. Good morning.
How long have you been up? I've slept for hours.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, Mrs. Danvers is up bright and early, I hear.
Well, she's got a busy day ahead.
I'm glad she didn't bring me early morning tea.
She's been known to.
Oh.
It's not an experience worth repeating. By the way, we had a visit from Rita. The daughters have agreed you're fine. £1,000.
£1,000?
It was either that or 50 lashes. I said you'd prefer the fine.
Well, the Blaise Gillespie Agency is footing the bill for that, I can tell you. They should have warned me.
You'll need this. It's your pass card to get you back to the railway station.
This is to certify I, the undersigned, have paid my debt to society. Oh, really?
Yes. You have to sign it, too. Don't lose it.
I'd be a lot more impressed if they could spell certify.
I'll come with you, see you off, if you'd like me to. Do you want anything? Tea or anything?
No. I must get dressed. I need to be back by midday. I've got an audition. It's a new musical set in a women's prison. Hooray for Holloway. Well, that's what everyone's calling it anyway. I think I'll do my song for them. What do you think?
Sure. Why not? Don't know what to say, really.
I was wondering whether you'd like me to come back again. I mean, sooner...
like this evening, or tomorrow. We've still got a lot to discuss, haven't we? If we're going to get everything right for this meeting with your wife and your daughter. I mean, I'm not trying to push, just as you like. What do you say? I don't mind. Only do say something, please. Is that a yes?
Is that what you'd like?
Yes.
Then that's what I'd like.
Good. Just one thing.
What?
Who the hell is Deborah?
Who?
Deborah. Who is she?
No idea at all. Never heard of her.
Well, somebody has, that's all I can say. Mrs. Danvers keeps muttering her name at me every time she passes.
I can't think why she'd do that.
No, right. I must just remind her of something she used to know, her old pal Debbie the Deep Freezer, perhaps. Last night, was that the first time you hadn't made love to anyone for some time, had you?
3 years.
Well, you'll soon get the hang of it again, I'm sure. So, I'll get dressed, okay?
Yep.
You all right?
Yep.
What were you doing when I came in? You weren't composing something, were you?
Not really. Well, here's a bit.
Is that me?
Yes.
That was me.
That's right.
When did you do that?
While you were asleep.
But when did you record me? Yesterday?
That's right.
You secretly recorded my laugh, my awful laugh.
It's a very nice laugh.
Watch it. I shall demand repeat fees. It's very good.
Thank you. It's a sketch at the moment.
It's terribly clever. It's all done with this computer.
Yes.
Brilliant. Brilliant computer. I'll tell you something. Do you think when it goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, it wouldn't be better if it went da-da-da-da-da-da-da? Don't you think?
How do you mean?
Like da 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 da.
It doesn't go da 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 da.
I know it doesn't. It goes da 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 da.
No, it doesn't go da 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 da. It goes da 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 da.
Well, da 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 da. I still think it would be better if it went da 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 da.
No, it wouldn't.
It would.
It wouldn't.
Why not?
Because it doesn't go that way. That's not the way it goes.
I know it doesn't. I'm saying perhaps it should.
No, it shouldn't. It goes the way it goes because it goes that way.
Why? Why does it necessarily?
Because that's the way it goes. That's why. Because I wrote it that way and I'm the one that matters.
You're right. Yes. There's no need to shout at me. I'm not your machine, you know.
At least she doesn't try and rewrite my music for me.
I'm sorry. I thought you might like a suggestion. Obviously you don't. Fine. Obviously you think that's perfect. Fine. You're the expert.
Right.
What's she doing?
Said they'd mop the hall.
What, with a mop handle with no mop on it? Oh, good. I'm sure that floor could really do with a good scrape. Is that all you've written, then?
Nope.
Oh?
I started a second sketch.
Oh, good. Well, let's hear it, then. I won't say a word. I won't say a word, I promise.
It's not finished.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes.
You recorded that while we were...
Yes.
I don't believe it. You mean, while we were making love, you just calmly leant out of bed and switched on a recorder?
No.
No wonder you didn't seem to have your mind on the job.
Of course I didn't.
Then how else did you...
I didn't switch it on specially. They're on all the time.
All the time?
Yes.
What, you mean, like, now?
Yes, all the time.
What, everywhere? In the... Everywhere?
I keep saying yes.
You're sick. You're diseased. You're... perverted!
That's the way I work. That's how I work.
I'm sorry. That's not the way I work. You switch that thing off right now or I'm leaving.
I can't switch it off. Look, it has to be on, don't you see? What's recorded here is what I use later. Some of it. Not all of it, obviously.
Then you can just record parts.
How do I know which parts to record? Jesus!
Well, I can tell you the parts you're not going to record. You are not recording me making love, me having a bath, or me in the loo. That's three for a start. My God! Did you do this sort of thing to your